Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another video. Today, I'm going to be breaking down the famous debate between Destiny, liberal, progressive guy you've probably seen him on the internet before, and Ben Shapiro. The podcast was about 2.5 hours long, so I'm just going to break down what I thought was the most interesting part, which is their debate on Trump and January 6th. And some of the arguments that Destiny uses are quite ludicrous. As you're gonna see, Ben Shapiro kind of puts him in his place. But really quick, before we do get to the first clip, I do wanna talk about the first sponsor of this podcast, Gulag America. I'm actually wearing one of their shirts today. They made one just especially for me. Gulag America is a patriotic apparel brand. You can go check them out at gulagamerica.com. They have fantastic stuff. Right now for the winter, they've got hoodies. They've got long sleeves that last in the wash. They're just super high quality. It's a veteran-owned company, so go check them out and support them. If you use my code JOSHCAR10, you will get 10% off over there. Again, that's at gulagamerica.com. On to the first clip.
And I think when you look at the plot from start to finish, clearly the goal the entire time was to circumvent the peaceful transfer of power. That was the goal from start to finish, whether it was through false claims, whether it was through illegal schemes, or whether it was through violence at the Capitol to delay the certification of the vote.
Ben.
So I'm glad you're excited. It's always fun. There are two elements to incitement of insurrection. One is incitement, the other is insurrection. So incitement has a legal standard. So does insurrection. Neither of those standards are met. So if you're asking me, morally speaking, did Donald Trump do the right thing between November 4th and January 6th? I said, I will continue to say, no, he did not. I think he was saying things that are false, with just factually false about his theories with regard to the election, about the election being stolen, about fraud. This is all adjudicated in court. He did not even bring many of the claims that he's brought publicly and all the rest of that. If we're talking about incitement of insurrection as a legal standard, it doesn't meet any of those standards. When it comes to incitement, it has to be immediate incitement to immediate lawless action. That's the standard for incitement.
So for whatever reason, because of January 6th and because of what the Democrats are trying to do to, they kind of have this like, no, democracy is ending kind of thing. The term insurrection is being watered down more and more. And what people have forgotten is that insurrection actually means something. And the word coup actually means something. And you can call it a riot. That's totally fine. It was a riot. There was someone who died there. You know, there was some kind of low-level violence. Nothing like what Democrats have tried to push forward with the BLM riots and other riots as well. But we did not have Republicans trying to violently change the government, which is what insurrection and coup would be. So I'm glad Ben Shapiro points this out. And look, you don't have to like Donald Trump and you don't have to like what happened on January 6th to just admit to yourself it wasn't an insurrection.
Does Donald Trump, do you think that today Donald Trump knows that he lost the election?
Absolutely.
So I don't, actually.
So I side with Ben on this as well. I do not think people should give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt that he just magically knows that he lost the 2020 election. And here's the problem. If you ask someone, did Donald Trump, or you could ask Donald Trump this himself, but regardless, if you ask anybody, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election? The question is then, what does lose or win even mean? Because if you ask Donald Trump, hey, were there people like switching out ballots? Were they, you know, the kind of 2000 Mules thing, if you've seen that documentary? I think Donald Trump might say yes. I would say no. I don't see the evidence for it. But on the other hand, if you're saying, was the election rigged? I would say, well, absolutely. The FBI literally colluded with Twitter. Polls have gone out saying that if the Hunter Biden story had come up during the 2020 election, that more people would have voted for Donald Trump in those key swing states. So in that way, yes, it was stolen 100%. And Donald Trump would have won. But again, I wouldn't say that Donald Trump did win. He lost. And it was because of the rigged election that the Democrats propagated. But again, I think it's important to actually recognize that Donald Trump really believe, like, I just don't see Donald Trump as the kind of person that like sits in his like little room and he's just like, oh, I know that this didn't happen. Like, Donald Trump is very prideful. Donald Trump loves himself. And here's the thing, like, his supporters don't even mind that. This isn't like a dig on Donald Trump. I'm just saying, looking at his personality, which is on full display, and it has been for like 7 years now. I mean, it's been much longer than that, but on the national scale for 7 years, it's really easy for anybody to look at Donald Trump and be like, yeah, he believes he won. Like, he doesn't think that he actually lost. Like, clearly he actually believes that. And if he actually believes that, of course he would do anything in his legal power to overturn the election. And again, you might look at it and be like, no, but he had no legal power to do that. And I agree with you. He didn't. But he didn't know that. And that's why it's not insurrection. He was trying to use false political theory to overturn the election, and it didn't work. Therefore, democracy was upheld, and he peacefully gave power over. That is exactly what happened. Now, really quick, guys, before we get to the third and final clip, which in my opinion is the most ludicrous, I do want to talk about our second sponsor.
Hello, everybody. As you can see, I am not in the studio right now. I am in my garage, where I want to share with you how my wife and I keep our stuff organized going into the new year. We use Smart Labels, an easier way of storing those Christmas decorations and lights so we don't lose them again next year. First, you just slap a label on your bin, download the free Smart Labels app, create your first Smart Label, add the items you have in your bin or box, and later search for your stuff when you need it without having to climb over boxes. The best part, the first year is free. So go get your Smart Labels now at Amazon or Walmart.com.
I'll go back to my question. Do you think that if Trump wins, there will be no more elections? Is that like, what percentage do you think that that's a reality?
If Donald Trump wins, I think there is a 100% chance that he will try to prevent the peaceful transfer of power. In terms of he succeed?
I can guarantee you he will not do that.
Why is that?
Because he's in a second term and he's no longer eligible, and he will believe he won and he will leave.
Yeah, but hasn't Donald Trump himself joked about running for a third term?
I think that
having a third term.
What has Donald Trump not joked about? I mean, for God's sake.
So this is the most dishonest crap that comes out of liberals. And Destiny is a huge propagator of this. He just talks and talks all day about how Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. And I just can't stand that. Like, Donald Trump will not and cannot subvert an election. We saw this in 2020. Like, he actively tried to change the results of the election because he truly believed that it should have been a different outcome. And when his legal theory didn't work, there were people all around him saying, "Hey, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that." And when it came to it on January 20th, when you have to, you got to change power over and swear in Joe Biden, it happened. And there was no violence, and I don't know what else to say about it. Nothing else would change in 2024 or if he wins in 2028. Here's the real question, though. Do you think that the voters can decide on this issue? Because if you think that voters shouldn't have the opportunity to look at what Donald Trump is doing and decide for themselves whether or not they want him to run for president, if you think that they shouldn't have that opportunity, you may just be an authoritarian. Because that essentially means that you don't want the opposition to run. And this is the problem Republicans are having. There's tons of Republicans out there, like myself, who aren't even huge Donald Trump fans. But what they're seeing is Democrats who are saying democracy is at stake, therefore we are going to take out our opposition and not give people the right to vote for him. I don't know if they don't know the definition of democracy, but typically, democracy means you can actually have the opportunity to vote for your representative. That would be called a democratic republic. And so they're literally saying, we're going to save democracy by ending democracy. And any reasonable person should hear that, and alarm should go off, and they should be thinking about Germany in the 1930s, and they should be thinking about China and Nicaragua and Mexico. And all of the crappy places that have been taken over by authoritarianism throughout history because of people saying, I will save democracy by ending it. That's exactly what Democrats are doing right now. So the voters can decide if they like Donald Trump's rhetoric or not. At the end of the day, he didn't commit insurrection just on a legal basis. It didn't happen. He didn't have the military show up and forcefully force Congress to change the outcome of the election and swear him in. That didn't happen. I'm sorry. If you study history, coups 99% of the time are done by the military. And yeah, Donald Trump was the head of the military. And so if he had brought the military in, yeah, that would have been insurrection. And he probably should be barred from the election. None of it happened. Literally, there was like a 3-hour protest where one person died, and it wasn't great. It was pretty bad, and it was a huge mistake that Donald Trump made. It wasn't an insurrection. And what's truly dangerous to democracy is when people try to bar their opposition, and it shows that Democrats are scared, because if they already think Donald Trump is ridiculous and that no one's going to vote for him, then leave him on the ballot. Why are you trying to take him off the ballot? With that, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing down below, as well as check out my new book, A New Cult, where I talk about how the Democrats are trying to subvert elections and literally take out the opposition, because that's what cults do. You can check it out at Amazon.com. Thanks, guys.